First, lipid catabolism entails higher proliferation rate of cervical cancer cells by ROS-dependent IFON-alpha activation. Considering the tumor as a mass of cells that have an uncontrolled proliferation rate, metabolic reprogramming is necessary to sustain the increased energy request. The classical example of the reprogrammed metabolic pathway in cancer is the Warburg effect or aerobic glycolysis. However, the metabolic rearrangement of cancer cells also involves lipid metabolism. The balance between endogenous and exogenous fatty acids is needed for in cancer scenarios, supplying lipids as a source of energy for membrane formation and remodeling, signaling and post-translation modification of proteins. Despite lipids are needful in tumor, the role of lipid catabolism in tumor progression and formation is still controversial. The results that I'm going to discuss are focused on lipid catabolism in the progression of cervical cancer. We boost lipid catabolism by overexpressing the first rate-limiting enzyme of lipolysis, ATGL. Firstly, we demonstrated that ATGL activity was associated with an increased proliferation and migration capability of ILA cells, whereas the catalytic mutant was not able to recapitulate the phenotype. These results were consistent with the bioinformatic analysis results. We demonstrated that the expression of ATGL was positively correlated with the tumor grade in human tumor biopsies of cervical cancer. Based on the close association between proliferation and metabolism of cancer cells, we assessed the metabolism of ATGL overexpressing cells. We noted that ATGL was responsible for an higher glycolytic flux, as stated by the higher expression of glucose transporter GLUT1 and of the first rate-limiting enzyme of glycolysis, exokinase. Moreover, the lactate transporters MCT1 and MCT4 were increased consistently with higher lactate extrusion. The higher glycolytic flux was also demonstrated by the increased sensibility of ATGL overexpressing cells to 2-deoxyglucose, an inhibitor of glycolysis. Despite the boosted lipid catabolism was associated with an increased mitochondrial metabolism and an augmented ROS production, we noted that the mitochondrial potential was decreased. Based on the knowledge that mitophagy is the main mechanism aimed to remove damaged mitochondria, we studied it considering the mitophagic mediator BNIP3. BNIP3 resulted in increased in ATGL overexpressing cells, but not upon the catalytic mutant overexpression, proving that lipolytic activity was needed to observe the phenotype. Mitochondria are the main source of ROS in cells, therefore we investigate the hypothesis that mitophagy observed could be a pro-survival mechanism aimed to remove mitochondria in order to avoid ROS-mediated cell death. This hypothesis was confirmed by overexpressing ATGL together with dominant negative mutant of BNIP3. Indeed, we demonstrated that blocking the mitophagy ATGL overexpressing cells presented a higher amount of cleaved caspase 3, indicated a higher commitment toward apoptosis. Based on the evidence that ATGL was associated with an activation of BNIP3-mediated mitophagy and the glycolytic rise, we evaluated the role of IFON-alpha that, as known from literature, could be responsible for these events. Regarding these, in ATGL overexpressing cells, IFON-alpha resulted active because transcription activated and responsible for the augmented Warburg effect. Since the induction of the glycolytic markers and BNIP3 was abrogated by blocking IFON-alpha with YC1, we ascribed to it the observed phenotype. Based on the knowledge that ROS are able to activate IFON-alpha and considering the increase of ROS in ATGL expressing cells, we evaluated the role of radical species in our system by treating cells with antioxidant N-acetylcysteine, which reverted the phenotype. Based on these results, we propose a pro-tumor role of ATGL that is dependent on ROS. Overall, the data show could be exploited to explain the controversial role that ATGL can play in the different tumor type and to create new personalized therapy based on the specific antioxidant system of tumor cells.